Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the book of Hebrews right now, and so we're in the fourth chapter. And in the last episode, we went back and actually read through the first 10 verses of the fourth chapter just to sort of set the context. Now I want to go back and start with verse 1 again, which we've covered a couple times already. But just to sort of listen to this and just reason through it and see what is being said in a big picture way, yes, but also paying attention to the details. So verse 1 says this, "Therefore, let us fear if, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it." So don't lose sight of the big picture. In the third chapter, he talked about how the children of Israel had not entered into the promised land, had not entered into the rest of the Lord. And they did it because of lack of faith and disobedience. Okay? They had actually believed what God had said. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. They had seen what God had said, that it was a land flowing with milk and honey. Okay? But they did not enter into it. So he says, you know what, let us fear in case, while there is a promise of entering this rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it, short of entering that rest. Verse 2, "For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who had heard." So he's setting up this comparison between how their forefathers had been when they came out and were delivered from Egypt and going into the promised land, how they didn't enter into it because they heard the good news, and yet it was not united by faith. In other words, they didn't have faith. They didn't do what God told them to do. It's a word of warning for this group that's receiving this letter, the Hebrews here. It's also a word of warning for us. Now, verse 3. "For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said," and it's a quote from the Old Testament, "as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world." Touched upon this a little bit in the previous episode, but just think about this. It says, "For we who have believed enter that rest." When you believe, you positionally are in that rest. Okay, you have the rest. Well, what does it mean in verse 1? It says, "Let us fear while a promise remains of entering his rest." We have the rest. We can enter into the rest. It comes down to this. Are we by faith going to believe and enter into that rest and live in that rest? Later on, we find out that Jesus himself is our rest. So when we believe, in all of what the Lord has done for us in the gospel message, we are in that rest, but do we really live in that rest? See, the Lord, his wrath was against his people because they didn't enter into the rest, even though, at the end of verse 3, his, God's, works were finished from the foundation of the world. And as I mentioned, at some time in the future, we're going to do a little look at that whole foundation of the world, foundation of the earth. You see it several times in Scripture, that the works of the Lord were finished from the foundations of the world. Now, that "from" is sort of interesting. When God created in 6 days, you know, he created. Has he created any more? Is that what it's talking about? That his works were finished from the foundation of the world? I think it's more than that, because what's the context here? It's speaking of rest. I think it's speaking of what the Lord knew before the foundations of the world. He knew all this, okay? He knew everything. He knows what we're going through. He provides the rest for us. Now, verse 4. "For he has said," and this is the Lord, "has said somewhere concerning the seventh day," then a quote from the Old Testament, "and God rested on the seventh day from all his works." So now the Spirit, through the author, is tying together this rest, not only entering into the promised land rest, but he's tying it to creation rest, what we see in Genesis, how the Lord created everything in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested from all his works. That's the quote right here. In verse 5, the sentence continues. "And again, in this passage, they shall not enter my rest. So he's tying together the fact that they would not enter into the rest, children of Israel going to the promised land, to Genesis, and he's communicating all this to the ones that are receiving this letter, the Hebrews, and to us. So the decision is this: are you going to enter into the rest? He drives this home over and over and over, how they did not enter, and that we really have an opportunity to enter and to live in a way that we can't imagine. Verse 6, therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, the rest, and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience, he again fixes a certain day. And then in quotes, he says, today, quotation marks on both sides, today, saying through David, after so long a time, just as been said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. So he'd already spoke of that earlier in the letter, and now he's picking up David. So he's gone from Genesis, okay? He's gone to the Exodus, and now he's saying long afterwards, he's speaking the same thing. He's saying, hey, the Lord has fixed a certain day. Today is that certain day, saying through David, okay? Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. So he's speaking through the Genesis account. He's speaking through Moses. He's speaking through David. And what is he saying? Hey, guys, don't harden your heart. Enter into the rest. When? Today. This is not just a rest that's in the future, as we said in the last episode, in the sweet by and by, and all that awaits us beyond this corporeal existence. Okay, this is a rest that we can enter into today. So let me continue here. Verse 8, for if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. So he picks up Joshua here. When Joshua was the one, remember, that led the children of Israel into the promised land, but it wasn't the rest that God offered them originally because they were disobedient. He would not have spoken of another day if that had been the true final point of rest. Then the author gets down to the issue here, verse 9. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Folks, there is a Sabbath rest for us as the people of God. Let me read verse 10. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his work as God did from his. So what we're seeing is that Jesus is our Sabbath rest. And when we enter into his rest, when we believe what he's done, we repent and confess, and we are saved, we have the rest of the Lord. When we appropriate that, when we live that out, we are resting from our works. See, that's the issue he's really dealing with right here with them, is that they're being tempted to go back to the model of works, what they had in being raised in Judaism, what we have in being raised in denominationalism, okay? And that he's dealing with that. He's telling them, no, don't go back to that. You have rested in the Lord, therefore you're resting in his works, and you're resting from your works as God did from his. Folks, that's the true Sabbath rest. No, as I mentioned in a few episodes ago, all through the Gospels and the New Testament, you see examples and pictures and things that show us that we are to keep the Ten Commandments. And people usually don't have a problem with that, even though the Ten Commandments are in the Old Testament, part of the Old Covenant, and are actually a synopsis of the Old Covenant. You see that in Exodus 20. But you do not see anywhere for the church and the new covenant that we are to keep the Sabbath day. We don't keep the Sabbath day in the traditional sense of the old covenant and what the Hebrews do, the Jewish people do. But we do keep the Sabbath. We keep the Sabbath rest. And the way we keep that Sabbath rest is in the Lord Jesus Christ. By what he's done, his rest, by that we rest from our works. We don't rest from a day. We rest from the works of the flesh, and we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.